Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm excited about our guest this half hour. Mariett Hartley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Emmy Award-winning actress of stage and screen. You've seen her on the movies. You've seen her in television. You've probably seen her on the stage. And she's one of my favorite actresses. Mariett Hartley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm doing cabaret on Broadway.
So. I saw that. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm not the least bit surprised. I'll have to check you out next time I get up to the big city there.
Well, you better hurry because I'm leaving on the 31st of August.
Oh, my goodness. I am going to have to hurry. And Dr. Frederick Goodrin as well, folks. Dr. Frederick Goodrin is research professor of psychiatry at George Washington University and the director of university psychopharmacology research. I bet you didn't think I could say that that quick. And Dr. Goodwin is also the former director of National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Goodwin, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
And I want to congratulate you. You're traveling in some pretty impressive company there, Dr. Goodwin.
I've done that old man bit with her, too.
Mariett, on the paper that I've had here.
I just want to say that Dr. Goodwin and I have known one another for a long time, and he's quite an astonishing man. He also has his own radio show called The Infinite Mind, which is astonishing.
I'm glad you told us that. When is it on, Dr. Goodwin?
It's on in different markets, mostly public radio, but it's on about 220 stations.
Congratulations. And tell us the name of it again.
The Infinite Mind.
The Infinite Mind, okay.
But he's done so much work.
Mariett, by the way, the documents I have in front of me, folks, say Mariett has been an actress for more than 40 years, and I think that means that she started when she was two.
Thank you, but let me tell you exactly how long it's been, 53 years. I just had my 53rd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about bipolar disorder. Mariett, this is a condition that if I understand correctly, that you have experienced yourself. I'd like for either one of you, I'll let you guys choose, tell us what the bipolar disorder is.
I think Dr. Goodwin can tell you more what it is generally.
Well,
Dr. Goodwin,
generally, of course, it's a recurrent disorder that takes moods that we all can feel periodically for a day or two and exaggerates them so they're going on for weeks after week, month after month. In the high phase, the manic phase, you have lots of energy, you don't need much sleep, you can often feel intense sexual feelings, euphoria, grandiosity, and of course all that leads risk-taking, poor judgment, no insight, people get into overspending, reckless affairs. And then the opposite is the depression, which thinking and moving about is so slowed down, it kind of slowed to a crawl, it stops altogether. The worst outcome of the depression, of course, is suicide. The person in such psychic pain, that's the only escape. They have no way to feel pleasure. They can feel hopeless, helpless. It's just awful. And as Mariett said from her own experience, that what patients usually do, of course, is they seek help when they're depressed because that's when they're in pain.
Right.
And then the doctor makes the mistake of not asking real questions about have you ever been high, or the doctor makes the mistake of not getting the family member in there who can say, yeah, she's depressed, but she's had problems with some of this other stuff at other times. And the tragedy from that misdiagnosis, thinking it's just simple depression, unipolar depression,
right,
is to treat it with antidepressants, the traditional antidepressants, the Prozac type of drug, which actually then can make the illness, bipolar illness,
so,
much worse.
So the unipolar depression diagnosis and medication like Prozac is actually not good for the bipolar person.
And it's actually dangerous.
Is manic depression the same thing as bipolar?
By and large, yes. Manic depression was the older term. Bipolar is the
right
older term.
And Mariett, you were saying, it's actually dangerous.
Yeah.
Tell us about your own experiences.
Well, it's funny. I'm still kind of piecing it all together. I always felt kind of like a different kid. And gradually, I got into some really dangerous self-destructive behavior with no sense of consequence. In my case, it was a kind of hypersexuality without a lot of pleasure. And that's the interesting part about the mania that Dr. Goodwin talks about. It's not happy-happy. A lot of it is behavior that we feel that we must compulsively do, and it's almost the inability to say no. You know, it could be called, I suppose, people-pleasing, but for me, it was so, I mean, that's so minimizing it. It was so much like being in a vortex of self-destructive behavior. Mm. Often we see people addicted to alcohol and drugs to kind of help balance these moods, these behaviors, and ultimately it stops working because it's not really helping to stabilize in a healthy way to stabilize the brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to sound. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm minimizing the condition at all, the bipolar condition. But the life of a small business owner can often seem bipolar. We have so many ups and downs. It's such a roller coaster being a small business owner because we have no buffer zone. Whenever things happen to us that happen to big companies, we don't have extra people or extra resources to absorb that, and so it sends us into a tailspin. Or when something good happens, we get so excited about it, and so I actually sometimes perfectly, you know, people without the bipolar disorder can feel like they're experiencing that, and I actually have known people who were business owners who were bipolar, and when they got into that vortex, as you called it, their own mental health vortex. And then you combine that with the small business vortex, it was really catastrophic.
Well, but that certainly was my story because I'm a freelance actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a business.
You're a small business owner, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it was totally dependent upon me to come up with the goods. And in acting, it's a hard thing to figure out the difference between what is me and what is outside of me that's making me behave this way. But ultimately, I mean, for me, what happened was in 1994, I hit a terrible suicidal depression after my divorce. And that was, and also, I had been an addictive personality myself. I mean, I was trying to do everything I could to kind of stop what was going on. It wasn't until I really stopped the addiction and realized that I was behaving pretty much the same way that I knew something else was going on. And when I was doing a comedy, actually, in New York, and which was talk about bipolar and suicidal at the same time.
Mariette, would you hold on to that thought? We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to let Mariette finish that thought, and then we're going to ask Dr. Goodwin to talk to us about how to diagnose the bipolar disorder. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Dr. Frederick Goodwin is our guest, along with Mariette Hartley, the actress that you're very familiar with, an outstanding actress of stage and screen, an Emmy Award-winning actress, and one of my favorites, by the way. And what now? You were on a show called Rockford Files, Mariette. Now, what was that guy who was kind of your co-star on that show? What was his name?
The guy that everybody...
I just remember you being on that show, but there was another guy, wasn't there?
the guy that everybody thought I was married to?
Yeah, that guy. What was his name?
Oh, I forget. I don't know.
Gardner or something like that.
Gardner,
yeah. He was so ugly. That's the thing I remember.
Ugly.
Such an ugly guy.
Coyote ugly.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Somebody asked him if I was, you know, we were married. I said, nah, I wouldn't have him. He's got bum knees. You know, never marry someone with bum knees.
That's funny. Okay, Mary, I had to stop you a minute ago. You were talking about being in this comedy. Folks, remember, you know, this is something I always like for people to remember. Professional golfers and actors and musicians are small business owners.
Oh, yeah.
At least those three that you think of as celebrities, they're small business owners. If they don't work, they don't eat. Like you and me.
Oh, so, boy, you bet.
So, Mary, you were telling us about the comedy.
Well, I was doing Sylvia, actually. I'm off-Broadway, and I was by myself. I was right in the middle of the divorce, and I was sobbing on street corners. I mean, I just had no place to go, and I was living on the 24th floor, I remember, of an apartment. apartment building. I remember one night, I was in such a terrible depression, I looked out of the window and I thought, oh, that wouldn't be so bad a drop. Mm-hmm. And thank God, my kids' faces came swooshing in front of me, and I said, oh my God, I will not do to them what was done to me. And
your father committed suicide, didn't he?
Yeah, and I finally was able to get some help. Someone forced me to go to a doctor because I had that same kind of shame and stigma about it.
You thought there was something wrong with you. It was some kind of personal flaw, didn't you? And it was really just a mental illness.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and also I was sober in those days. And, you know, often in these support groups, they feel that you're not sober if you're taking medication. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why many people don't take it. That, and along with the stigma and the shame and, you know, potential side effect. Who knows? Who knows why people don't take it and why they don't take that first step, which is to surrender to the fact that there's something wrong or
yeah.
there's something going on that doesn't feel right. And
well, everybody has something that's not right about them, and that just happened to be yours. And we all need to, I mean, you mentioned we were joking about the bum knees, you know, earlier. I mean, there's something, none of us are perfect, and that just happened to be the thing, you know, in every other way. You're perfect, Mariette. So, you know, there was just that one thing that you had to fix, right? Dr. Goodwin, Mariette's father had some mental problems, as
no,
I understand.
He was bipolar.
Bipolar, and he committed suicide. Your mother, I think, attempted suicide. Dr. Goodwin, is there some hereditary aspect to this?
It's very, very genetic. It looks like about three-fourths of what we understand about the illness is due to genetic factors, yeah.
Yeah.
I also just had a cousin who committed suicide 5 years ago.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
She was bipolar. I mean, it's in my family.
I'm glad your children's faces came passed before your eyes, as
yeah.
you said.
Yeah.
Suicide is also genetic, not just the bipolar, but bipolar in which you have suicide in your family. That much more dangerous.
How do we find, Dr. Goodwin, how do we get help? If we think that this is the, you know, we're perfect in every way except for this one thing, and, you know, we've got this bipolar disorder, how do we find this help?
You've got to go to the doctor you trust, which for many people is the family doctor, the internist, the gynecologist, and tell them honestly, and bring a family member with you. Bring your spouse or your kid or your parent with you to the doctor so you can put the story together by the person talking about how they're feeling internally, and then the spouse or the family member can say, yeah, and in addition, he or she gets these periods when they have so much energy, they get irritable, and the kids don't want to have dinner with them anymore, and he
yeah.
doesn't need to sleep. If you get that picture together, most doctors can actually see it and then make a proper referral to a psychiatrist who knows how to deal with the illness and how to use the wonderful mood stabilizer.
Mariette, can you give us a website? Is there a place we can go and find out more about this?
Sure. www.bipolar.com, or we also have an 800 number. This is 1-877-BP-INFO-5.
BP-INFO-5.
274-6365.
Okay, and that's bipolar.com.
Yeah.
Mariette, what are some we got about a minute. What are some specific things that you did to help yourself?
Well, I finally sought help. And when I realized that the antidepressants weren't working for me for one solid year, I continued to seek help. I was misdiagnosed twice and finally got the proper diagnosis and was put on the proper medication, which was a mood stabilizer. The newest one that Dr. Goodwin can tell you about, and we don't have much time, is Lamictal, which is just an amazing medication.
Lamictal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we also need to educate doctors. I mean, Dr. Goodwin is an astonishing man and is really kept up to date. Many doctors, especially if they're family doctors, you know, don't keep up to date with these mm-hmm. new mood stabilizers. And they're life-saving, absolutely life-saving.
I'm going to have to stop. This is very interesting. I want to thank both of you for your time, Dr. Goodwin. Mariette, thank you for your testimony. We appreciate your what you're giving back to everyone, and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
And I'd like to get you back on the show. Hang on before you don't go away when we go off the air here. Stand by, folks. Quick break. Right back with Gene Greisman. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.